Welcome to the Open House podcast site, available at theopenhouse.net.au blog site.
Okay, it's time to talk about books. And who else would I rather talk about books with than our own literary critic, Cara Martin? Hello.
Greetings. How are you?
I'm doing well. This is a really interesting one, this one, because Stephanie Meyer's books, the Twilight series of books, are just flying off the shelves.
Mm.
And then the first book's been turned into the movie, and so a whole bunch of people are talking about Bella and her teenage crush on Edward the Vampire. and you've read all four books.
I have. It's 2,400 pages.
Why am I not surprised?
No.
Why am I not surprised? So what got you interested in reading the vampire books that Twilight series is?
Well, I wasn't going to, basically. I thought, vampires, I'm not really interested in that at all. But my 13-year-old daughter was so persistent in wanting to read these.
Mm.
And I was still saying, no, we're not going there. You know, I'm really not sure if that's a very good thing to be part of. And then I had a friend who said, you know, I've read these books and they're okay. And in fact, the Edward character is an amazing character. He's really interesting. I think you should read these books. So then I read them before my daughter read them to sort of vet them, I guess.
Mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
Yeah, I guess got caught up in the story as well.
Yeah. Well, it's teenagers reading them, not just teenage girls, but teenage boys, which is interesting.
Yeah.
And then mums are also reading them as well. Yep. Allah, mm-hmm. Cara Martin.
Yeah, I describe it as Mills and Boone for teenagers.
Okay.
They're sort of they're seductive books in a way, which is ironic. But they're very easy to read. But there's a quality about them too, which makes it I guess more accessible or acceptable than some other books for teenagers. And one of the big things is that although they're romance, and it's all about the anticipation of the romance.
Mm.
And the reason boys are interested is partly because it's a great insight into girls and the way girls work,
okay.
But also because the male vampire figures are so strong and heroic and interesting.
So you find out about girls and you find out about what a man could be.
Yeah, that's right.
Mm. Give us a broad brush overview of the storyline there. I mean, four books, but, you know, just a broad brush. You know,
look,
who's
it's
who.
Very simple. I mean,
Mills and Boone for teenagers.
It's Bella, and she considers herself very plain. She's very awkward. She moves to a country town, and she's living with her dad, who's actually the police officer in the town. And she's moved there because her mum and dad are separated, and her mother's got a new partner, and she wants to give her mother space. So she comes to this town, and she's feeling a bit of an outcast. She doesn't really fit in, and she meets this Edward guy, and he's very pale but extremely good looking. And at first he doesn't seem that into her, and then she realizes he is into her, and he's strong and he's incredibly coordinated. It seems almost the opposite to her, and you know, just one small problem, he's a vampire. Anyway, and then all the books are about Bella and Edward and their romance, and will they or will they not be able to be together, and other mean vampires come in at times and they have to be chased away.
He's a good vampire.
He's a good vampire.
He's a good guy.
Yeah, for one thing, he drinks animal blood, not human blood.
Right.
So that's something that's
good
useful.
On him.
Yeah.
He's a lovely lad, isn't he? The kind of lad any parents would be happy to come home and take the hand of their daughter.
Yeah, well, he is, except for this,
Well, tell me, what are the positives of the book series? What did you get out of them that you went, this can be applauded?
Well, I think they are relatively conservative morals. They're actually communicated in this. I mean, you read teenage, you probably don't read much teenage fiction, but so much of it is so caught up with sex and other things, and it's you're constantly thinking, oh, is it really necessary to go there with these books? But I think because there's so much stuff on our TV screens and at the movies, it's like, you know, it's just saturated, and people are almost expecting to read that. Teenagers are expecting to see that stuff. Somehow Stephanie Meyer has got around that whole thing. So Bella and Edward, and here comes the plot spoiler, they don't actually have sex until after they're married, which is not until the fourth book. There's a lot of breathy anticipation until then.
That's a very rare occurrence.
It is rare, and it's and you know, Edward is a I mean, he is the sort of son you would like to have, son-in-law, in lots of ways, except for the slight drinking blood thing. But I mean, he is. He's courteous. He's yeah. He treats Bella with a lot of respect. I mean, he really the books. And Stephanie Meyer says this herself. The books are about denying self. It's about dealing with addiction. He's addicted to blood. Here is blood put right in his way, and he has to deny himself. Edward has to. And so it's all about self-denial, which is a really interesting thing for a teenage book to be about.
Yeah, yeah.
And she is particularly concerned, I think, about the amount of addictions that are available in our society, especially to teenagers. And one of the central messages of the books is it is possible. It is possible to deny yourself these addictions and, you know, to come to the other side.
Hmm.
And I think the book's also about, I mean, the usual thing about outcasts. So Edward's an outcast, obviously, because he's a vampire. And Bella feels like she's an outcast. She feels an ugly duckling, as it were. And so it's about sort of, even if you feel out of it, you're not part of the in crowd, then, you know, you can still carve a path.
Mm. This is Open House. Cara Martin is with us. We're talking about Stephanie Meyer's Twilight series of books that are selling everywhere. And then there's the movie, of course. So that's what impressed you about the series. Were there any downsides to it as you read all four books?
Yeah, there's some stuff... there's some stuff I'm a bit concerned about. For one of the things, I think there's a bit of a subversion of the parent-child relationship in these books. I mean, for reasonably good reasons, Bella decides not to tell her father that Edward, the love of her life, is a vampire. And I can sort of understand that. It would be something that you would tend to keep from him. But there's a whole load of subterfuge and stuff that goes on, some secretive behaviour when her father sort of says, you've got to stop this relationship, then she still continues. And so there's a whole load of stuff like that where they're making decisions for the best interests of the parents. She doesn't want her parents killed or whatever. But in another way, it actually denies the parents the ability to actually make choices and especially to make choices for her. She's still under 18 in these books. And I find that sort of concerning. Also, this affection becomes so obsessive that she also subverts her friendships as well. Her friendships become means of actually making excuses so that she can see Edward.
Right.
So every other
I heard that the obsession in Bella is really quite stark. So I read some reviews during the week that she really gets she's beyond in love. She's kind of a bit crazy.
Yeah, and I think there is no counter to that really. There's because she's cut off all the other significant relationships that might warn her about that.
Right.
I think that is a concern.
There's a report that I was reading from Focus on the Family. They've got a publication over in the States called Plugged In Magazine, and they were a bit concerned about the level of gore as well, particularly in book three or something like that. The gore was really quite body parts exploding or something.
It's an interesting comment because I actually hadn't noticed it, and I wonder if that says a lot about how sanitized we are to violence these days, that we don't notice some of those things. So, yeah, I think that's probably true, that we are surrounded by gore a lot more these days as well, and possibly we don't get as concerned about that as sex, which is a comment in itself. I think most of the time her descriptions aren't incredibly detailed, not as detailed as you would read in some other things. I think she's deliberately tried not to be sensational about that. But like with the breathiness of the romance, I think she draws such good pictures around it that it becomes, there could be some vivid images that could be need to be talked through.
Right, okay. Mm. Yeah, well, I was going to ask, you know, would Christian parents in particular have any, is there any, you know, radar or any little red things going up when we're talking about a vampire who actually communicates telepathically and things like that?
Well, yeah, I think the difference with these vampires is there is absolutely nothing that's communicated about evil spirits or undead or anything like that. She's sort of distanced from that whole sort of...
So there's no contact with the spirit
world. There's no occult or satanic. Yeah. And in fact, Edward makes the comment that he is created, and there's a sense of wanting redemption. He yearns to be human in most ways. He yearns to be able to taste things and to experience life. And he keeps telling her that immortality isn't all that it's cracked up to be. Mm. So there's some of those elements that sort of are positive. I guess there I visited a lot of blog sites, and a lot of the critical comments that are made are by people that haven't read the books and have this image of vampires,
right,
which comes from that sort of the undead sort of background. I think if you are allowing your children to read these books, it's always good to read them as well, because there are things that would be useful to be discussed.
You did that and with your daughter, didn't you?
I did.
You engaged.
Yeah, and I think the comments that I saw on the blog sites were the mums saying, I read these and it gave an opportunity for wonderful discussions with my daughter. So, yeah. And I think that's a really healthy way we can actually deal with some of these things, because the material's out there, the books are out there, the kids are talking about them all the time.
Yes.
One of the ironies is that it's a book about outcasts, and yet for my daughter, if she hadn't read the books, she would have been an outcast. Like it's you're in the in crowd if you've read these books and you're able to discuss them.
Okay.
And the third movie's in production. They've already made the second one that's going to come out. So
it's not going away.
So yeah, this is going to be around for a couple of years now.
Okay, Cara. Mm. Thank you very much for that.
Pleasure.
Enjoyable to talk to you tonight about the Stephanie Meyer series Twilight, all four books of them, and the movies as well. You'll find Cara's full review online at theopenhouse.net.au blog site.
We hope you enjoyed this Open House podcast. To hear more from Open House, visit theopenhouse.net.au.